know, yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelly and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. That's one of our Recovery Idol entries if you want to do it. You think you can do a better job? 30 to 60 seconds, email it to us at the email addresses we give at the end of the show. Now you have to listen.
Contest ends Halloween.
Contest ends Halloween. Which,
seems fitting.
Yeah, perfect. Welcome. Oh, hang on. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACA, GAPA, SLA, SLAA, CRRRMM, DRAHAPA.
F and A.
FBA.
FBI.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's move on.
Okay.
Wow, Shelley. By the way, one of our new listeners, Cheryl, she just thinks you're the cheezots.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yeah, she is digging you. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Yeah, Shelley again, of course.
Of course.
Most popular on the flippin' show. Although, no, you know what? She mentioned you as well, Mark. I can't remember the thing you said, but she was like, I was chatting with her on Facebook, and she was listening to the show, and whatever it was you said, she goes, oh, my God, that Mark guy, that was funny. And I'm like, where are you in the show? So I can go hear what it was, and now I don't remember.
I wish you remembered. I said something funny for once.
Yeah, you'd say stuff funny all the time. Sweet. How was your day, Shelley?
Long. It was good, but it was long. I'm just really, really tired. I'm the whole adjusting to, you know, I've got, well, the convention committee doesn't take up that much time, but I've got that, the convention committee, choir, work, take care of the house, you, the kids, the animals, all of the other crap, and I'm kind of the process of trying to figure out how to do everything is I'm a little bit tired. And meetings. And coffee.
I'm tired and I want to be alone.
I want to go to bed.
Tired and I want to go to bed.
And I've got to, and I have to squeeze in my personal, because you know how I get if I don't get my personal time with my books and stuff. So.
She just got a new book.
It's just an adjustment.
Yeah, but she'll be done with it a day or two.
She'll be done with it probably tomorrow.
No, I haven't had much time to read. That's the problem.
She has to read like a normal person now.
This is not right.
You know what'll happen? She'll go in. She'll put on the Food Network, and she won't read. FNA, Food Network Anonymous. I never go to put on my TV that the Food Network is not the show that's on. It's all about Iron Chef, Chopped, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Triple D.
Insert Food Network ad here. Shelly just got done with choir. She's got a little frog in her throat.
Yes.
Hey, Kermit D. Frog here.
We did some intensive singing for an hour and a half.
I missed it.
Yes, you did.
You were busy.
I was busy.
I know, because I was busy and I was with you.
Yeah. And it probably would have been a good night for you to go because he really helped out the tenor bass lines a lot tonight.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, that's good because no one sings at the same level in the tenor line.
We did actually for a while tonight. We finally got some things.
Was Homeboy there?
Yes.
The one?
Yes.
This guy in church the other day? Shelly's not there, who's a tenor. The guy that really knows how to sing that usually I listen to, so I kind of try and imitate what he's doing, he wasn't there. He was only there for part of it. I have a guy to my left that doesn't really know the way the song goes, and the guy on my right is singing loud. Loud, loud. Loud, loud, loud. And high. Guys like Alta. And I start like
Alta?
Alto.
You know,
Alta,
no,
which is high.
It was so high. It was Alta.
You created a new voice.
Dude, I was looking at the choir director who was like looking right at this guy, and I am like starting to laugh because he's right next to me and he's just railing. I'm just like.
I did that tonight.
I started laughing.
I started laughing tonight because we're singing, and it clearly shows you in the music that it says soprano alto. We don't come in for a little bit.
Yeah, he does.
And he's coming in with the Sopranos every time.
Right. So I'm following him, so I'm coming in at the right. Yeah, it was a comedy of errors.
80,000 people right now are going, this bantering really goes on and on and on.
Yeah, there's a zillion people going, who the F cares about your guys' lives?
That's right.
Talk about our topics.
It's our show.
Yeah.
Bastards. Yeah, it's our show, so they got to listen to what we say.
Yeah, but then we have to listen to it, too.
That, well, ouch. No, I don't.
Yeah, ouch.
No, we don't. We don't record the show. We shut it off.
That's true.
Okie dokie, Maniscokie. It is time for...
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we have shouts to Maggie. Hi, Maggie. Who else? Robert, Sarah, and Fran. And a couple recording sessions ago, I had given a shout out to somebody, and I'd forgotten her name, and I wasn't sure, and I was supposed to look it up, and I didn't. It was Jonna. I had the name right. So shout out to her.
Why don't we just refer to Robert, Sarah, Bill, and Fran as the new Rat Pack? That way we don't need to name them every
the
time
rat
we
pack.
Do the Boozy
The
News.
Rat Pack.
Okay, you guys got a new name. But shout out to the Rat Pack. Let's see. We've got a candidate for Mother of the Year.
Oh.
Yes. And
really?
She's,
that would be my mother.
She's really bad. This is from Canada. This is from Canada. Apparently there's a British Columbia. Canada. There's a little known law in British Columbia that hasn't been exercised much that says that if you get to a certain age and you are indigent, that your children have a partial financial responsibility to help support you so that the state doesn't have to take on the whole cost. Well, this woman, her name is Shirley, is suing her children for support. She's 71 years old, which, okay, it's not used much. That's fine. However, she abandoned her children when her oldest was 15.
Oh,
okay.
Well. And made them, they were wards of the state.
Okay.
And now she's suing her kids to support her.
She has a real good shot at second place.
Second place?
Who gets first?
She doesn't beat Casey Anthony.
Oh well,
that's true. That's true. Well, the whole thing is in court, so we'll have to see what happens. But the general consensus underneath, you know how people put comments underneath news stories? The general consensus is that they should sue her for back child support.
You know what? I know where she could get some work. At the Joan Crawford Daycare Center.
Yes.
Okay.
She might be in third place.
Yeah.
I think... oh, here we go. In Utah...
That's where my sponsor is right now.
Utah.
Yeah.
A couple, and they're not named in the story, went to, you know, at this time of year, there's this place in Utah that has corn mazes, you know, the big corn.
Oh, I heard about this.
Corn. Yeah.
Well, one of them, there's a corn maze. It takes about a normal person, an average person takes about 45 minutes to complete this maze.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this couple with their infant went into the maze in the morning and couldn't find their way out. And they finally called 911 hours later because they were stuck in the corn maze. The police had to come and get them out of the corn maze.
Helicopter drop?
They flew over until they located them and then, like, guided some police in to help them get out.
Can you imagine being the 911 operator? Hey, I'm in a bunch of corn.
Were these people, like, visiting from Rio Lindo?
It doesn't say they were visitors. It just said they got lost. Yeah. Now, obviously, they were a little embarrassed. They didn't want to be identified, so their names aren't in the story. So,
actually, I've heard about people. I heard a guy share one time when he was a kid that when they were drinking, they'd go out in the cornfield, and they'd get real drunk. And then when you're in, like, Nebraska in a cornfield, he goes, you better walk the right way. Because if you don't remember where the house is, he goes, you could walk for hours in cornfield and never find your way out until you find that. You know, you find a road, you know, oh, maybe this one's it. You know, you might walk that road till the end of the road, and it's like another dirt road going two directions, and there's not a lot of mountains and stuff to, like, judge.
There's a lot of flat.
Let's see.
But you'd be drunk, so it'd be okay.
This is somewhere in New York, at the Microscope Gallery. It's an art gallery. Marnie Kotak. She's a performance artist, and her art piece this year is going to be her giving birth live in front of an audience. To which I say, official, ew. I've given birth, and it's kind of gross.
That might be cool.
No, I'm sorry.
It's
not cool.
Performance art? Is she charging for it?
Yes.
She's going to do a show on the joy of childbirth.
And joy, schmoy, it's gross.
I've been there for a couple.
I've seen one.
Wasn't so bad. I was okay.
Would you pay for it? Oh, you kind of did, didn't you?
Yeah,
You're still paying
for it.
Yeah.
Inventric.
Anybody who says the father's part's easy? At the beginning, yes.
Later on, not so much.
Inventura, California.
Been there many times.
I want to print this story out. We're going to make it real bold and big, like make it a poster-sized thing, and we're going to slap it on the kids' doors, and underneath we're going to write, "See, it's not so bad."
Okay.
Because Jose Gonzalez was stabbed by his father with a sword on Sunday because his father said that he was lazy and not doing his chores fast enough.
Was he drunk?
It doesn't say in the story, but I'm guessing he might have been. He was arrested.
I'm hoping he was.
He was arrested. Jose Gonzalez was taken to the hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, father of the year.
Yeah.
Bailiff, whack off his pee-pee.
Yep. Wow.
We have a, we've got a sad one. You know the band Weezer?
Yes.
The bassist, Mikey Welsh, has passed away. He died suddenly over the weekend.
Died suddenly?
He died suddenly.
Well, they're not sure, but
he
attained room temperature.
Died suddenly, and they found him on the floor of his hotel room, and they believe that it's due to drugs.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're just guessing.
I like the Weezer song, Hash Pipe. Which I don't know if you've ever heard it.
Makes it a better guess.
I got my hash pipe. Yeah, I like it.
That's deep.
There were prescription drugs that were not prescribed to him found in the hotel room, along with a Ziploc bag containing white powder, which they haven't released the official word on it, but they believe it's heroin.
I was going to say it's one of three things.
Heroin, meth,
China White, meth, or coke.
Yeah, it's sad.
She don't lie.
She don't lie.
She don't lie.
Cocaine.
But I think it's heroin.
Heroin.
You know what it is? They haven't tested it, but
some guy's been testing it for about a week and a half now.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember, was it last week we did the story about the actor from Austin Powers who finally went to jail because he tortured and raped that woman?
Random Task.
That was
Random
the guy. His
task,
name is
Son. His last name is Son.
His name is Joseph Son.
Right.
Yeah. Joseph. Well, so he's in jail for life. Right.
Yep.
Well, he's now going to be in jail for a life because he has been accused of.
He should actually get early parole. He should actually get early parole for this.
He's accused of allegedly killing his 50-year-old cellmate.
Who was in jail for?
He was in jail for 2 years for failing to register as a sex offender.
Wow.
He was a child molester.
So, well, he's dead. So Joseph Song is not going to get out of jail.
So Joseph Song is the
hero of the week. He's the San Quentin
killed
hero. The San Quentin hero of the week.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You know what? They always say that. You know what? Child molesters go to prison. Those guys get whacked all the time.
Yeah, they do.
He just saved the state a lot of money because he was already going to be in jail for life. So.
Yeah.
Saved the state a lot of money on the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
2 years.
Oh, I missed a story. In Highland, California. This is kind of bizarre.
The name of that town, it just sounds good, doesn't it?
Highland.
Uh-huh.
The ashes of a man's deceased wife were returned Monday after being stolen during a burglary at the couple's home 3 weeks after she died. Somebody broke into the house while he was at work and took what they thought were jewelry boxes, but they were actually containers holding his wife's ashes. And the funeral had to be postponed because the ashes were missing. But then the neighbor turned them in. But no one knows how the neighbor got them. So it's a little bit bizarre.
Time to call CSI Highland.
Okay.
Highland's just a good name. You know what the other one is? Phelan. Because you know what? If you're between grades 9 through 12 in Phelan, you know where you go? Phelan High.
Phelan High. Is it feeling or is it failing?
Well, either one of those. You're either
failing
you're either,
high.
You're failing high.
If you're too loaded, you're failing yeah. high.
They actually changed it. It used to be pronounced failing, but because the students all talked about failing high, they changed it to feeling.
Nice.
Okay. You guys
change
wanna,
it next to I'm just.
You guys want to cross your legs? I'm giving you ample leg crossing
time.
Oh,
no.
Time.
No, go ahead. Give it. Give us the...
The straight
oh,
poop?
Should I put an ice water bottle
somehow
on?
No, I don't think it's the straight
you might
poop.
Want like a bag of frozen peas or something. In Kansas, a Wichita man... this is in Kansas. It's in Wichita. Sorry, long story.
That's in Kansas.
A Kansas man was stabbed in the scrotum with a hypodermic needle.
Oh,
which
I heard this morning on Mark and Brian.
Broke off and became lodged in his
scrotum.
Testes.
Yes.
Amazingly enough, when taken to the hospital, he was non-cooperative.
I wondered about that as well. I heard that on Mark and Brian, who's a local radio jocks, and I'm like, why would you be non-cooperative? You'd think you'd want that out right away.
Yeah, the police believe that the attacker was his either female acquaintance or his girlfriend.
His
They're not
girlfriend,
sure which.
Yes.
And it just says she's been accused of aggravated assault, but there's no reason why he was uncooperative.
My next question is, where did she get the syringe?
Maybe she's diabetic.
It's not a very big needle, but still, that would be painful.
Okay, yeah. We have another story from Kansas.
Matter of fact, I believe that Mark and Brian this morning said that was a story. They did it on a segment they do called something like News of the Weird, and they've got all this weird music going on. And when they were done with it, the guy said, I could have gone all day without hearing that story.
The next story is also from Kansas. A Kansas man,
what the hell is up
Ahmed.
Kansas?
I know, Kansas gone nuts this week. Ahmed Hasnain, 26 years old, was arrested on misdemeanor charge when he called 911 to report that the hookers he'd hired wouldn't give him a refund because two hookers showed up and he only wanted one. And he paid them.
Two for one.
And then changed his mind and they wouldn't give him his money back. So,
he doesn't deserve his money back.
So he called 911 to lodge a complaint.
You know what? That's dumb. But you know what? They came to provide a service. He decided he didn't want it, and it's too bad. It's just like you get someone to come out and look at your plumbing. You don't want to give them money. They want to sue you.
Did they arrest the hookers?
It doesn't say, actually, whether they arrested the hookers. They arrested
They've
him.
They've been questioning them for a long time, though, at the police station.
Yeah, probably.
In the closed room in the back.
We've got the...
Two detectives said we're going to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got the other ew story of the week.
Ew.
In Pennsylvania, a 60-year-old man was charged with injecting his semen into multiple food containers at Procter & Gamble.
Oh.
He's charged with...
He injected into the Procter side.
He's got a federal charge of tampering with consumer products now.
What did the proctologist say?
Fortunately, none of the products actually made it out of Procter & Gamble.
That they know
How do
of.
They know? How do they know this was the first time?
I don't know. They're just saying...
She's not saying, she's just saying.
I don't know if I'm going to be buying any Procter & Gamble stuff for a while.
It's probably, seems a little egg whitey.
Yes, and that is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com. Helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
But we're back.
We're back. Welcome back, Shelley.
Hiya.
Yeah, she's just not going to go for that anymore.
She's not. That's the
train. We have some peanut gallery here. Dave from the peanut gallery is here, and he missed it when Shelley actually sang the entire Welcome Back song from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Which will never happen again.
It was awesome, though. Yeah. No, yeah, she's...
She did a better job than that.
She's so done. We have a topic.
We do.
Yes, our friend Marty sent in a topic. Marty, who is a faithful show listener, I must say, runs a nice recovery home, actually, or a sober living place called the Brick House in Pomona.
Insert California. Brick House ad here.
Insert Brick House ad
Marty,
here.
Send the check.
Yeah, Marty. Pen one out. His thing was, are internet meetings okay? Oh, by the way.
What?
Shelley.
What?
If someone needs a meeting, what should they be doing?
They should have turned this off 15 minutes ago and should have gone to a meeting.
Mark, what should they do if they need a meeting?
Turn it up.
We're about to have one.
Turn it up.
We're
about
two
to
or
have
more
one.
Gathered.
There you go.
And you know what? Even though it's through online facilities, it could be like 10,000 listening at this moment. Biggest meeting you ever went to.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
Shelly's eating her birthday cake, I think.
Yes.
Red velvet.
I've been saving pieces.
Okay.
Hiding them around the house?
No, they're in the fridge. But okay.
Not like when she was drinking.
Everybody knows if they touch my cake, they die.
Is some in the sweater box?
In the sweater box. No, actually, we don't have a sweater
box
anymore.
Store booze?
Yeah.
So, Shelley.
What?
Internet meetings, are they okay?
Yep. Who's the lead out music by? Should I elucidate?
Yeah, that would help.
Expound?
Yes.
That sure would surprise people if we just went to the closing now, wouldn't it?
It would. We should do that sometime just to pick them all out.
We already did a backwards meeting. We already did
a
backwards
show.
Oh, no. We'll get the closing music on and everything, do the, like, we're ending the show, and then do the show.
No, then just end the show.
Yeah, no, because Sarah will turn it off right then. She won't even listen to the rest of it.
No. Anyway, I think that online meetings are a good resource for people that can't get out to face-to-face meetings or that are too far away from a meeting. I mean, we've heard of people that are like the closest meeting to them is 100 miles, so they can only get there once a week.
Wimps.
Well, they walk. It takes them 5 days to get to the meeting and 5 days to get home.
Yeah. And they miss next week's meeting.
Yeah.
And then there are people that have serious health problems that literally are housebound, can't leave the house. And unless they've got a faithful group of people that will bring them meetings.
Like us.
Yeah, we had a friend that was sick that we were going to take him a meeting, but he ended up being well enough to come out. But I think that they can be a valuable resource, but you have to be able to find the good ones I've been to several internet meetings and they're not all good. You have to find one that's structured that, you know, if you want to share, you have to wait in the queue. They have a lineup, you get an instant message, and then they tell you when it's your turn to share, and then you've already typed in your thing, and then you put it in. And I don't know, and there are some meetings that are like the Wild West, where everybody's typing over each other, and blah, 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 and there's no difference between just a regular chat room and that meeting.
Because I kind of believe they're okay in certain circumstances as well, but let me throw a devil's advocate thing out to you. You type your response before you've ever... so that it's ready when it's your turn to go. How much of other people's things could you have been reading if you're busy typing what you're going to say?
Well, there's this one meeting, I don't even know if it's still around, actually. It was on AA Alcove, where they gave you a topic, like 15 minutes before the meeting started. And you were supposed to type, if you wanted to share, you were supposed to type whatever you wanted to say. And then the meeting would start. And so you were actually reading what everyone else was.
Okay,
and then they would tell you when it's your turn to put something in.
Okay. What do you think, Mark?
There certainly would be no crosstalk in that meeting.
Nope.
That's true.
You know, I think that, like anything else, whatever you get is better than nothing at all.
True.
So going to a meeting is probably the best. You can't go to a meeting. Gathering with a couple other sober people is probably better than not gathering. Yes. Doing an online meeting is better than not doing an online meeting. Listening to this show is better than not listening to this show.
Hell yeah.
I mean, if, you know, this show is not a meeting. It's like the meeting after the meeting, but it's something as compared to doing nothing.
Right. Yeah, you know, I kind of feel that way as well. Shelly and I got a little of this experience when we were on vacation one time where we went to go to this meeting and we looked it up, and the meeting was in this small town called San Andreas, which is a small town. It's the San Andreas fault line. It apparently runs right through the middle of it, but it's a small town. And where we were staying was a town called
there.
Angels Camp. And it took, how long did it take us to get there?
Like 45 minutes.
Yeah, now it was only like 20, 25 miles, but it was 25 miles down this curvy mountain road. And it's kind of like, we didn't have, you know, those guys don't really have any choice. I mean, if they want to go to a meeting, they drive a long way. And I'm clearly certain that depending on where you live in the country, there's got to be a lot of places like that where you've moved somewhere or you go somewhere. I mean, I've known people that lived in small towns where I'd be surprised if they had a meeting, and if they do, it's probably only one a week, or you see the same four people every time. And so I wouldn't use it to replace regular meetings, only if I couldn't get to regular meetings. What do you think, Shelley? Shelly's busy texting someone.
I think I'm texting. Sorry. I was texting your daughter.
Oh.
Well, you already asked me what I thought. I think
text her 10 p.m. because that's what she's
asking.
That's
what I was thinking, too.
I think that the only danger with the online meeting thing is that if your sobriety isn't, if you're not sufficiently motivated, or you don't have a decent connection with your higher power, you don't have some kind of foundation, if you get into isolation mode and you start saying, well, I'll just go to online meetings, that can further your isolation. Then it becomes this, well, I guess I could go to the online meeting, but then while you go to the meeting, you're surfing other websites and you're not paying attention.
I'm just going to throw that in as a devil's advocate thing.
And I think that people can use that. I mean, I did for a while. I went to that Sunday online meeting in lieu of going to the big meeting. I was supposed to, because it was in the beginning when I was first getting sober, and I went to that Sunday meeting, and my sponsor wanted me to go to the other big AA meeting, and I didn't want to go to it for a while, and then she finally, and I said, well, I go to this online meeting, and she finally put her foot down and said, no, you're coming to this meeting with me.
Well, I was going to throw that in as a double attribute, because I wonder how many people, with the proliferation of the internet and the amount of people that spend hours upon hours upon hours of time on Facebook and whatever in this. You know, we see people all the time. They get Facebook updates on their phone. I refuse to do that. I refuse to do that because I don't want to get Facebook updates. I'll get my updates when I go to Facebook, or I'll get my email when I go to – I don't need it to go to my smartphone. Maybe I'm not as technologically savvy as other people could be, but you know what? There's a time for that for me. And – if I'm doing exactly what Shelley said and I'm spending all my time online and I'm using the online meeting as a way, I'll just do the online meeting. People that get updates sent to their phone for sure would be bouncing back and forth between the meeting. Now, in a non-devil's advocate way, possibly because it's all texted out, you wouldn't really miss anything because you could go and look at an update on Facebook and go back, and the guy that typed, his typing is still there. But still, I think the chance of isolationism is high.
If you're doing that, I mean, if you're splitting your attention like that, how much attention are you really paying?
It would. You know what, though? Then there's the other way. Think how much porn you could download while you were in a meeting. It'd be awesome.
Only you would think of that. Only you.
Mark thought of it. Mark's got his hand up over there.
Okay, only yous.
Only yous. What do you
yous, guys?
What do you think, Mark? What do you think about like the like what Shelley was talking about, the possibility of isolationism?
Well, if you're going to isolate, you're going to isolate anyway. So once again, better to be on an online meeting isolating than not.
True.
And if you're in an online meeting and isolating, wasn't that God's will for you anyway?
It depends how good a third step you have.
Yeah.
But even if you don't have a good third step, isn't it God's will for you anyway?
Apparently.
Because isn't it all God's will?
Well, and the other thing, too, is you know, along those same lines, is if you're there at the online meeting, you know what? The online meeting is probably about as anonymous as you can get.
Yeah.
You can pick an avatar, probably, or maybe they don't even have avatars. They just have your screen name, and you write Sober Dude 1986 or whatever. And it's like, talk about being anonymous. You could probably go and share something in an online meeting, well, that you should be sharing with your sponsor.
Well, what about, okay, then there's, you know, you want to put the other, what could potentially...
Put the shoe on the other foot?
No, what could potentially be a nasty side of online meetings is that, because it's anonymous, you go in there and you start spouting some
bullshit
crap and private messaging people that are in the room that are obviously vulnerable or newcomers and telling them a bunch of load of crap that isn't program related at all and screw somebody's program up.
Well, maybe the guy sees the young woman who's having a problem with her boyfriend and says, let me private message you. Where do you live? That's not very far from me. I could help you with that.
It's just two planes and a long taxi.
Yeah. You know what, though?
You're right down the road.
Seriously, though, I could totally see that. I could totally. We've talked about guys doing it in person at a meeting on an online thing.
Send me some naked pictures. What's the difference?
Well, because one, the woman could be in England and you could be in L.A. And the other one, the guy is coming up to you personally at a meeting.
Yeah, but
he could rape you right after the meeting. And in if you're in London, probably not. Would be the major difference. But the fact that someone could do it would be the same.
There's no predators in the program.
Yeah. We did a whole topic on that. You guys should look it up. I can't remember what it was. What
tongue firmly implanted in cheek.
What?
Tongue firmly implanted in cheek.
Yes. So, Shelly, what would your final words on this subject be? Because I know you've been thinking about them for a while, so you have the pearl of wisdom to drop at
not
this
really
moment. Because I can see the wheels going in Mark's head right now.
I know. He's not waiting. A chess player. I don't think that many moves ahead. I don't know. I would say that your best bet, the safest thing to do, would be to get off your butt and go to a meeting. However, if you actually can't, if there are valid, and I don't mean like rationalizations or justifications or procrastination or any of the other Asians, why you can't get to a meeting, then go to an online meeting. There are also groups, recovery groups, especially there are tons of them on Facebook. At one point, I was in like 30 of them before I got rid of them all.
So they were that good, you got rid of them all?
No, it's not that. It's just I don't have time to sit, and I would. That's the problem, is that you go on some of the recovery things, and there are some people that have some good time, and there's
and
a lot of...
And writing good things.
And writing good things. There are some decent recovery online. It's just then you get stuck in this group reading all this stuff all day, and I just... I would get trapped, and I have other things to do.
I could make
like
up,
go to
I could
meeting.
Make up major problems on an online meeting.
Oh yeah.
So at any rate, if you can't avoid it, then go to an online meeting. But I would say try to get to a real one, and make sure that even if you go to online meetings, that you have a sponsor, and that you're in regular contact with
an online sponsor.
I was just going to throw that in there because you know what, that happens too. That happens too. But Mark, what would your final words on the subject be? I've been one, by the way.
Anything is better than nothing. But, you know, it's hard today. It really is hard today because in the world of social networking and everything, it's changed so much that, yeah, I mean, people don't know how to talk to each other anymore anyway. They know how to text each other, and they know how to instant message each other, and they know how to communicate via online. So life has become online. If that's what you have, that's what you have. If you go get loaded, you might want to change what you're doing.
If you like what you're getting,
keep doing what you're doing.
And if you don't like what you're getting,
change.
Do something different. Yeah. My thing would be kind of along the lines of what both of you have said. I certainly in person is better, but if there's a valid reason and all you can do is internet, that's fine too. I could see, you know what? I could see guys that travel a lot that maybe they get into a hotel late, they're in another state, or they fly into another area, they get in a hotel late, they look up on central office, they can't find a meeting at that time or something. Yeah, go online. There's all kinds of resources online. But in person is better. If you live in one of those little tiny things where there's really no one at, I suggest that you write recovery101.net as graffiti around your town, so that others can enjoy the recovery that you can't get to.
And he's not serious about that. He's joking. That's a joke.
I guarantee wherever you are, if you look hard enough, you will find the other person who is either clean and sober or needs to be.
Because
you know what? Wherever you are in the world, if you needed to find the drug of your choice, you would find it.
And you know what?
What?
What did Bill do? Bill
took pills.
Called the local hospital and said, hey, you got anyone that needs work with?
Yeah,
we got a corker, you know.
Are you talking about the first night that Bill had trouble?
No. Okay. Well, the first night he had trouble, he called the church. He called the church. But, you know.
The sacramental
thing.
Wine?
Sacramental wine. That as opposed to Sacramento wine, which I don't think there's a lot of good wineries there. Shelley, when you're done yawning at the excitement of the show.
What?
Who are our friends back east?
That would be Bill. Bill? Bill?
Bill?
Wow.
Sorry.
Hey, sorry, Bruce. Apparently you're not our friend anymore.
But your buddy Bill is now.
Bill is up north. Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can get there by going to recovery101.net and click on the banner. And it will take you to his website. You can read it online. You can have it emailed to you. Or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. Or you can ask about, you can ask about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
I'm still waiting for Fran to grab a hold of the franchise in Tennessee.
Okay.
Mark.
Bruce.
Friends online. There's even online meetings there.
Interesting that we've just had this whole topical discussion. And you can go to In the Rooms at intherooms.com. Put up a profile.
Yes,
go on the site and go check it out because it's got a lot of things that we talked about today. There are online meetings and chats and speaker tapes that you can listen to. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101. And it's sort of like the whole enchilada. You can get it all at once. You can get our show and all the other things that are offered there. It's free, and check it out.
That's a bargain. That's a bargain. Free is always good. Let's see. Oh, I mentioned earlier in the show that if you've got a thing for Recovery Idol, you need to send
it
in pretty quick because it's not really going to go too much longer. But the email address is for topics, rants, raves, Recovery Idol submissions, all of that stuff.
Our rants get raves.
Is recovery_101@hotmail.com and recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack staff, the crack advertising staff, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Oh, and we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
We sure don't.
Ever.
Shelly, who's the lead out music by? Well, deer in the headlights.
Wow.
How about Forever Amber?
Okay. Forever Amber is our lead out music. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
is black. Now you know me as a cat in the hat. Thank you for making my wallet fat. I take a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Mix it all up till it goes kablack. Seems everything I touch turns to gold. Before I lay down the tracks that I already sold, they was chasing me up, up and down the hill. Just a tumbling down like Jack and Jill. Breaking their necks, trying to wine and dine, yeah. Breaking their tricks, just trying to sign it. But I do this all for you, you want something new. Stare into eyes of you, I'll make your dreams come true. Give you something to move to, something to groove to. Now that I was saying, damn girl, where'd you come from? Hey girl, what's some of this and some of that? Damn girl, what's your number? And hey girl, you all this, you all that? Damn girl, where'd you come from? Hey girl, what's some of this and some of that? Damn girl, what's your number? And hey girl, you all this, you all that? Just trying to keep it real, just trying to be me. So many songs inside, I bump and grind to lose your mind to. Cause mama didn't raise no fool, and daddy loves a fool and rule. Do what you love and the rest will come. And while you're at it, have yourself just a little bit of fun. Catch a ride, hitch a ride on the gravy train. All aboard, come along if you know my name. $1 million falling down from the sky like rain. Mix it up, show you love, take away the pain. And dying to be free, I fell asleep to the beat, to the tapping of the feet of words jumbling, tumbling. Falling from my lips and lips are rumbling. A moment, oh, mellow, and jello. Fingertips, fingertips, I'm a fella, my fella, my fella. Now that I was saying, damn girl, where'd you come from? And holla.